This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Grit, pluck, mettle, all qualities mostly associated with the greatest generation. They are also among the non-academic skills that schools are now required to measure and will be judged on under updated federal education law. The debate over how to measure them is in full swing among educators and administrators. And all eyes are on California, where schools in several districts will begin testing grit, empathy, self-control, joy, and other hard-to-quantify social-emotional skills this year. Kate Zernike is national correspondent for The New York Times and has been covering a new set of questions over school testing. Kate, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you.
So what exactly is grit, and can it be taught in the classroom?
Well, grit is a term that's popularized by a professor at the University of Pennsylvania, Angela Duckworth, and it really refers to probably what you would think it is, which is the perseverance to stick with your goals and to achieve your goals, to stay with something for a long time. So I think we can all agree that we want kids to have this, and that, frankly, many good teachers are already developing in their students. In 2011, there was new evidence that looked at programs that teach grit and other what are called social-emotional learning skills. And the evidence was incredibly powerful. Kids who had been in these programs had, on average, an increase of 11 percentile points in their academic performance. So there's real evidence that teaching these kind of skills could get kids to be better on things like math and reading, the things that we've always wanted them to learn. What's happening now is people are saying, well, if we really want schools to teach these skills, we need to test them for it, because we know that in our data-driven age, if we want something to happen, we have to have data for it. We have to be able to test it. That's what's going to make people take this seriously.
But how do you test students for it?
There has been a lot of evidence, including by Angela Duckworth, who popularized the term grit, that it is very hard to test this. Typically, what we use are self-reported surveys of teachers, parents, students. And we all know that when you're filling out a form, there's sort of a tendency to think about, well, what's the answer they want me to give here, right? Like, how great was your experience? Well, you know, they were pretty nice to me, I'll give them a 5 out of 5. So it is very subjective. It's sort of, you know, it depends sometimes on the time of day that you ask kids. Other things are things like, you know, the classic marshmallow test is a great way to test for self-control. But once you've tested one student and they go back and they tell their classmates that there's this marshmallow test and you have to wait longer to get asked for the marshmallow and that's going to score you higher, it's very hard to replicate these tests. It's very hard to scale those tests up and test them on a bunch of kids.
Well, I did take that sample test that you have on the New York Times website. Came up somewhat gritty, but it was pretty easy to see what, you know, the gritty answerist would have been. Pretty easy to game. So are there any alternate options to this self-survey test?
Well, there are some interesting ones, but again, they all raise some issues. So one thing that some researchers have suggested is looking on students' online activity. So you might look at, you know, Khan Academy is something where they, you go on and you take these online courses. You might look at students' Facebook posts or their Twitter posts and see, you can judge things like conscientiousness, their reactions to events. So you can see certain behaviors, but again, do we really want to be policing students or even monitoring students' Facebook and Twitter posts?
I mean, those are really psychology tests, but they're being used in this kind of educational setting. How do they stack up against all of the other measures of a school performance?
Well, I think, we don't have as much sort of historical evidence or experience writing these kind of tests as we do with tests of reading, math, writing, et cetera. But also keep in mind that, for instance, the California districts, which you mentioned, so they're sort of, as you said, the pioneers in measuring this. And when they measure it, they're going to count academic scores for 40% of a school's overall score. Social-emotional learning is going to count for 8%. 8% is a fairly small measure. This is not what you would call a high-stakes test where someone's going to lose a job or not get a diploma if they don't do well.
How do you measure grit, empathy, self-control, joy? That's a question that's being taken up now among educators and administrators across the country and will soon be tested in several California school districts. Kate Zernike is with us. She's national correspondent for The New York Times and has been covering the debate over how to measure these non-academic attributes that school performance is now being judged on. Dr. Angela Duckworth, who you mentioned as popularizing the whole concept of grit, she is against measuring and testing. Why?
again, what she's saying is that we just don't have the measures yet, and it's too subjective, and we just, you know, we can't do this, and there's all sorts of, you know, what she says is that it's sort of incentivizes kids to sort of to parrot the right things without really thinking them through. There's another woman whose work is very well known in this area, Carol Dweck, who's a professor in California. She's developed this idea of a growth mindset. You don't praise a student for, you don't say you're so smart, you say you tried really hard, I'm really proud of you. And Carol Dweck has said she's concerned about this because we've started sort of praising kids for trying hard as if trying hard is all that matters. And what she will say is, what she's written is that, you know, it's not enough just to try hard. You have to encourage them to try hard and to do well and to teach them the satisfaction of growing and developing. Hmm. But I think there's a lot of concern in teaching these skills that it becomes very empty. The reason that advocates for particularly poor black and brown children push for higher academic standards in schools was because there had become this sort of focus on self-esteem. And it was, well, the kids feel good, and so everyone's happy, so why are you going to, you know, they're learning, and we're going to pass them on from grade to grade, even if they're not learning anything. So I think the concern is that we're going to focus too much on this. Everyone really thinks what the California districts are doing is that they're doing it very carefully, they're doing it very thoughtfully, but the concern is what happens when this, you know, when this starts getting into every school district, and they haven't thought it through quite as well.
Hmm. These so-called social-emotional skills that are being tested, grit, empathy, self-control, joy, are these part of the Common Core?
No, they're not. The Common Core is a set of academic standards that was developed by the National Governors Association and some national education associations. The Common Core is a set of standards of things that we would like our kids to know, but they really are more academic focused. You know, being able to analyze foundational texts like the Declaration of Independence, being able to talk about an author's point of view. So those are really more academic standards. When you talk about testing for this kind of thing, it's actually tied separately, as the Common Core is not, to federal law. There's a federal law that governs education, and it's updated periodically. And in the most recent update, which President Obama signed in December, says that schools have to include at least one non-academic measure in their testing. So that's why people are looking to this idea of social-emotional skills. Is this the non-academic measure that we can test? One interesting thing to me is I think, you know, a lot of the reason that people want to teach social-emotional skills is because they think it focuses more on what you would call the whole child, and that in our focus on, in our excessive emphasis on test scores and on academic tests, standardized testing, we've gotten away from that focus on the whole child. So there is sort of this, you know, it's almost a contradiction in terms. We want to focus more on the whole child, but as a way of focusing on the whole child, we're going to test for social-emotional skills, which just brings us more tests. So there's a certain circularity to it that I think people object to as well.
What are some of those other non-academic measures that President Obama mentioned?
President Obama and Congress left it very much to the states to decide what those measures are going to be. So what states are looking at are things like absentee rate, you know, chronic absenteeism, school climate. So, you know, you might survey parents and talk about how safe they feel. You might actually talk about discipline in schools. So how many students were given out-of-school suspensions, and the idea is not to suspend so many students. So there are many other ways to look at non-academic measures.
So, Kate, California and these districts first to roll out these tests. How much time is it going to take to get a read on them, and what's the timeline for the rest of the country?
Well, California has started doing these. The core districts have started doing these report cards that include things like school climate. Social-emotional learning skills will be, and the results of these tests will be, results of these surveys, which are the tests, will be included in the 2016 measures. So the 2015 measures came out, I believe, in early February, so I would expect by, you know, this time next year we'll have a better read on how they've done on the social-emotional skills. California, like every other state, is in the process of developing its accountability system, and that means what measures it's going to report to the federal government. So we know they have to report academic measures. What is the non-academic measure they want to use? And California, of course, as we know, is such a sort of influential player in all debates, all policy debates for the country, because it's simply so big. So I think other states are also looking at this. And I would say by this time next year, we'll have a better sense of what it would look like.
Kate Zernike, she's national correspondent for the New York Times. You can read more about grit in schools, and you can take that New York Times grit test. There's a link at wordofmouthradio.org.